admiring the Earth's reflection. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon.
Moonlight can inspire crooning and spooning, but Phil Goody uses it for fine-tuning. He's director of Big Bear Solar Observatory in California, and he looks at light reflected from the moon to calibrate models of Earth's climate.
The Earth's climate is driven by the net sunlight that reaches us, and that depends on the sun's output and how good a mirror the Earth is.
To pinpoint how much sunlight Earth really gets, Goody and his colleagues monitor Earthshine, sunlight the Earth reflects onto the moon.
So on the night of a quarter moon, if you look at the moon, you'll notice that you don't just see the quarter moon, but you see the other three quarters of the moon as well in this pale, ghostly hue, and that's Earthshine.
Goody says events on Earth, like volcanic eruptions, change how much sunlight Earth reflects onto the moon. So by monitoring Earthshine, scientists can measure exactly how these events affect Earth's climate. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.